Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone and says it last just as the time.
That's Dire Straits bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ellen Rohr is our guest. EllenRohr.com, R-O-H-R.com is her website. Her books are all about bare bones biz planning and many, many other things that she does there. But the thing that I admire about Ellen, folks, and I really encourage you to take advantage of this, she's a real small business owner. She's got Main Street business in her blood. She's got a Main Street business now in addition to her support work that she's doing for small business owners with her books and her other things. She's really out there where the rubber meets the road right now, like just like you are, Ellen, and I appreciate that about you.
I know you do, and I appreciate that as well, that you lay claim to that. In business, you've got to have done it to be able to be humble as well as confident in the advice that you share. And certainly, I'm both of those things.
Those are the people that I want. Those people I want to listen to. One of the things we want to do, though, we've been talking about making decisions faster. And one of the things you and I have been talking about, the direction we're moving into, is if you're going to move faster and you're going to make better, smarter decisions, if you're not focused, it's almost impossible to do that, isn't it?
Well, focus allows you to clear the plate. You know, you said do something on your plate. If you've got a zillion things on your plate, you know, that gets overwhelming. And then you can get stuck. What do I do next? What do I do first? So as you clarify your intention, consider, I don't have to do everything in my life plan right this minute. I can do some things in parallel and some things in series.
Right.
So take some of the things that you got on your overarching, you know, list of dreams and goals and park them for a minute and choose something that you're going to focus on now for the next year or two. And so, for instance, I was telling Jim that we are starting a franchise. I'm out in Philadelphia. Zoom Drain and Sewer is our new franchise company. And it's a niche within a niche, as Jim Blasingame calls it. It's a sewer and drain only company.
You know what you're good at. You know what you're good at, and you don't do things you're not good at.
Yes, and this is so focused and so simple that it allows us to scale it. So, if one of the things that you want to do is grow big in a business, it's harder to do it if you're all things to all people.
Mm-hmm.
But if you niche down or become even a niche of a niche, then you can really simplify your decisions, really simplify your operations and your procedures, and then you can get big. Here's something that one of my mentors told me one day, I want you to write this on the inside of your forehead. The simpler you make things, the bigger you can take them.
Mm-hmm.
The simpler you make it, the bigger you can take it. Because then it's not a matter of solving 100 problems, it's a matter of solving maybe half a dozen problems and then scaling them, getting them bigger, hiring more people, getting more customers. Ultimately, in business, what I like to do is, can I get it so simple that the only two things on my plate are more calls and more people?
Important key to franchising, especially. And, you know, I love what Napoleon is supposedly said when he was getting ready to fight a battle. He would bring his generals in, and he'd bring in the dumbest private in the army. And he'd have his generals explain their battle plan to the dumbest private. And if the dumbest private didn't understand it, they had to go build another business plan. I mean, another battle plan.
Another battle plan.
Yeah.
I have never heard
simple.
That. I love that.
It had
so
to be
much.
Simple so that the last mile could use it. And whatever you're doing, and here's the other thing. This simple way of approach to things is another way to move fast, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, you don't have to be the smartest guy in the room. I think smart really cripples a lot of people. Not to disparage being intelligent, that's
right.
Fine and all, but in business, You know, I remember reading the book about Ray Kroc called McDonald's Behind the Arches.
Right.
And, Jim, what really struck me was that that guy wasn't that bright. He wasn't the brightest guy.
Well, you know what they say about the big elite schools, the A students wind up working for the C students.
I so believe this. And what he had is, here's a quote from Robert Jarvik. This is the guy who created the artificial heart. And he said, "Leaders are visionaries with no concept of the odds against them."
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, when you're not smart enough to figure out the next 8 moves on the chessboard,
that's right.
You're going to make a move. When you are that smart, you're going to stop. And that's what we mean about moving
but
faster.
But you got to make decisions. And you got to make small decisions. And get things off your plate. Hey, Ellen, give us the website one more time, please.
Ellen Rohr, ROHR.com. You're going to hear me roar.
Sing it, Ellen. We'll see you next time. Ellen Rohr, ladies and gentlemen. No, don't unbuckle the seatbelt. She's not gone yet. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.